This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Communications are out in Gaza again, and food supplies are dwindling. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Communication systems in the Gaza Strip were down for a second day, with no fuel to power the internet and phone networks, causing aid agencies to halt cross-border deliveries of humanitarian supplies, even as they warn people may soon face starvation. The World Food Programme says nearly all of Gaza's 2.3 million people need food, Gaza receiving only 10% of its needed food supplies daily, and dehydration and malnutrition are growing. Aber Atifa, a Mideast regional spokeswoman for the program, says people are facing the immediate possibility of starvation, adding with few trucks entering Gaza and no fuel to distribute the food, there's no way to meet the current hunger needs. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Colorado judge has found that former President Donald Trump engaged in insurrection related to the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol, but rejected an effort to keep him off the state's primary ballot because it's unclear whether a Civil War era constitutional amendment applies to the presidency. The ruling Friday by District Judge Sarah B. Wallace rejected the attempt to bar the former president under a part of the Constitution's 14th Amendment that prohibits someone from holding office who had, quote, engaged in insurrection or rebellion. President Joe Biden and Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador have pledged to work side by side to confront illicit fentanyl trafficking into the U.S. and to manage a growing number of migrants traveling to the border between their nations. The two leaders were in San Francisco Friday for the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Conference. Biden's relationship with Lopez Obrador has at times been tense, but the two were all smiles and compliments on Friday. Biden told Lopez Obrador, quote, I couldn't have a better partner than you. The Mexican leader called Biden a, quote, good man and a, quote, extraordinary president. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The White House wants House Republicans to withdraw subpoenas targeting members of President Biden's family. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer issued subpoenas to Biden's son Hunter and brother James as part of a GOP impeachment push.
For years, President Biden has lied to the American people about his knowledge of and participation in his family's corrupt business schemes.
In a four-page letter to Comer and Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan, a top White House attorney says the overzealous House GOP majority has misrepresented the facts and have ignored evidence destroying their claims. Republicans in the House have yet to provide evidence that directly implicates Joe Biden in any wrongdoing. Comer responded, saying the president and the White House are trying to obstruct their investigation at every turn and will continue to follow the facts to hold the president accountable. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Senegal's highest court has effectively barred detained opposition leader Ousmane Sonko from running for president early next year. The court overturned a local court's decision to reinstate Sonko to the West African country's voter rolls. The legal setback for the politician came on the same day that a West African regional court dismissed his case seeking reinstatement. Senegal's government formally dissolved Sonko's political party earlier this year and struck him from the voter rolls after he was convicted of corrupting youth. His supporters maintained the charge was aimed at derailing his candidacy. Sonko finished third in the last presidential election and was widely seen as the main challenger to President Macky Sall's ruling party. Members of the United Auto Workers Union are close to approving contract agreements with Stellantis and Ford. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Voting at Stellantis and Ford is overwhelmingly in favor, with only a few factories yet to cast ballots. Workers at Ford voted 68.2% in favor of the deal, with only seven smaller facilities yet to be counted by early Saturday. At the company's huge pickup truck plant in Dearborn, Michigan, the vote was 78.7 in favor. At Stellantis, the deal has been approved by a large margin to two big Detroit plants. Voting at Jeep and Ram vehicle maker Stellantis is scheduled to officially end on Saturday night. I'm Norman Hall.
The board of ChatGPT maker OpenAI says it has pushed out its co-founder and CEO Sam Altman and replaced him with an interim CEO. It says the move came after a review found Altman was, quote, not consistently candid in his communications with the board. The company says the board lost confidence in Altman's ability to continue leading OpenAI. An OpenAI spokesperson did not immediately respond to a request for comment on what Altman's alleged lack of candor was about. The company has appointed Mira Murati, OpenAI's chief technology officer, to an interim CEO role effective immediately. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.